95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
How many points, first of all, does Apocalyptica get for calling themselves Apocalyptica?
That's pretty strong.
I love it.
They get points for that, yeah.
A little assistance there from Jacoby Shaddix. I know he's going to be talking to Matt Pinfield this coming Sunday night. He's
going to
have a in-depth interview with Jacoby starting at 8 o'clock Sunday night on New and Approved. And that is the new cover of White Room, Apocalyptica, on KLOS.
Coming up today on the show, we don't do drugs. We have a story about that.
You just tell me that now to not because I was about to?
Well, I mean, you can make up your mind when you hear this story.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you choose it's a good thing. I don't know. Your invention ideas?
Okay.
Even if you never really got them...
Off the ground? Yeah.
You have a genius invention. And I have two that are the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. So dumb. Good. And they made it all the way to production.
Wow. All right. So there's hope. There's ridiculous. Hope for your ridiculous invention.
Correct. We have our All Request Fest starting at 5, woo! Between 5 and 7.
And it's 80s. Pour some 80s on me weekend. So we're looking for your 80s request.
All right.
It doesn't matter what it is. We'll throw it in if we got it.
And we have $500 for you with our 1 second of nonstop rock
game. We were just picking out a little piece of a song to tease you with, actually,
and
for that
I
game.
I think we have one or we don't?
No, not yet.
All right.
Yeah, just
we'll get to it.
Picking out pieces.
It's sometime before 4.
Yep.
On KLOS.
I guess about that.
Right?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up?
How are you with heights?
Heights? I don't care for them, but no.
Oh, you don't care for
them? No, I don't really care for it, but I could do without it.
Would you do it if you... Is there any circumstance which you would do it?
Yeah. It depends on my state of mind.
Yes, it does. It does indeed. There was a guy in Houston. I don't know if you've seen those. You probably have. Giant 200-foot cranes.
Oh, yeah,
how
sure.
How they build high-rises.
Right,
with.
Right.
There was a dude in Houston that climbed... That whole thing last Friday at 3 a.m.
Oh.
He climbed all the way up the crane.
Right.
Out to the little operator booth.
Oh, man.
Whatever that is.
Right.
Got in it and fired it up.
What? Great. That's what you need.
In the middle of the night.
Does this dude have any idea how to operate the thing? Or was he just like waving it around?
I don't know. But what they said was there were still some construction workers there. So they saw the guy like...
What's he doing, man?
Yeah.
He don't have a hard hat on.
And they turned the power off to the crane.
Ah, very wise.
So the guy couldn't do anything.
Right.
But he just sat there in the cab of that thing.
I mean, if people, there's so many people that love that sort of, I mean, that getting that view, getting the pictures, just, experiencing
that.
That
is an amazing view, I would imagine.
Do you like super heights or?
No, they scare me.
Yeah. What about when you're like, I mean, you see these people that go out on a rock and way out on the edge all the time.
Nope.
I'll
go there, but I'm a couple feet back.
Yeah.
I'm in a couple feet back.
Well,
guy.
So that's probably good because the ones who aren't are often falling off the Grand Canyon.
They're the idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
So the police are called to get this man out of the 200-foot crane.
Are you go up and get him, Joe?
Yes. But they brought a drone.
Oh, okay.
Which is smart, right?
Get the hell off the crane now.
What is wrong with you? So they sent up SWAT.
Sure.
Because he wouldn't come out.
Oh, I wish I had the SWAT theme song.
Listen, this is the news audio from it, and listen to the craziness that went on.
Around 3 this morning, guys, when police were called out here and after a man had climbed this 200-foot construction crane and hijacked it. He has been up there for the last several hours since 3. Police have been trying to communicate with him all this time. He has refused to come down. This happened just within the last couple of minutes. We saw SWAT team members go up this crane, and they managed to open the cabin control door there, and they got this guy down. They're bringing him down to safety. We saw the guy had his hands behind his head. Again, they're all still up there in the middle of the crane as they're climbing and making their way down through the ladders. He is now in custody. We're going to continue to get a quick update. As soon as we learn more, we're going to pass it along to you.
You think the SWAT guys go, come on, man.
Is this what I signed up for?
What am I, the guys?
I'm really,
Here's the
damn
headline.
It, mm-hmm.
This is the headline that you're going to love.
Yeah.
Houston PD says, man who climbed to the top of 200-foot crane in downtown says he doesn't know how he got up there. He doesn't remember any of it.
I mean, if yeah, that's wow.
He doesn't remember anything about climbing up a crane.
I don't think I believe that. Either that or he just shut down his brain so hard or was so wasted.
Yeah, that those are the two options. Yeah. He's lying.
Yes, three options, I guess.
Or don't eat drugs.
Right, people. Don't eat drugs.
Don't eat drugs.
No, just take them properly. Don't eat them.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I just found out that Sluggo and I are very alike when we were kids.
In many ways.
Who knew?
Like, we're...
We were loners.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Would you say we were losers or just loners?
Well, definitely losers. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, loners... I mean, I liked hanging out with people, but I did not mind being on my own. And then my family was like, go away, get away from us.
So you couldn't drum up any interest? Sluggo used to play video games against himself.
Yeah. Pong, no less. Boop. Boop, boop. For hours,
I think I know what he's gonna do now.
I've got him now.
Yeah, and I used to watch the Olympics by myself, and I had two brothers.
And you were saying your family would just kind of walk by and be like, "Yeah, whatever."
Hey, my older brother. Hey, you want to watch the? No.
The love of a family.
Isn't
There's
it
nothing
beautiful?
Like it. Yes.
All right, let's get to Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock
game. It's up to $500.
Yep, and it is 1 second of some song you've heard a number of times. If you can be caller 13 when you figure it out and tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, yeah, $500 to start your weekend off.
Not bad.
Yeah, all right, so give it a listen. Here you go. What is that? That should be easy.
That could be anything.
Yeah, but someone's going to just nail it, man.
Yeah.
818-955 KLOS.
Good luck.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Bobby.
Bobby, you're caller 13.
Woo! Right on.
Nicely done. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aliso Viejo, California.
All right. We have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
Love it.
Do you know? Don't tell us yet. But do you think you know what it is?
I think I have an idea.
All right,
we're going to play it for you again, and then you can give us your guess. And if you get it, you will win $500.
So tell us
the
name of the song and the band, and you got yourself the cash, the loot, the moolah.
Awesome.
All right, here you go. What is that?
Is it Surrender Cheap Trick?
It is not.
Oh, man.
Sorry, man.
So you're still required to have a good weekend, all right?
All right, you guys too. Take care.
Right. Thank you, man. All right, so that same clip will be played at you sometime between 4 and 5.
And worth $1,000. 95.5 KLOS.
Damn it.
I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, another song for you. It's Friday, man.
It is Friday, yes. Which means we have our All Request Fest coming up from 5 to 7.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all fun. 80s today as well.
Yes.
So just dig back into the 80s. That was Hailstorm, by the way, taking on The Who with Long Live Rock. And you really need to see the video for that one. See them actually playing that. That's something that turned up on Matt Pinfield's Sunday Night Show. New and Approved. He's got a whole bunch of new rock to play at you again. Sunday night at 8 o'clock here on KLOS.
I don't know if you saw the the mask for the nose.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah. I saw you post that earlier today.
Yes. There's a mask now. Because when you eat, you could get sick.
And you generally do have to have your mouth uncovered to consume food and beverage.
But this, my caption was, they're just punking us, right? Because this really...
It looks ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
They take off a regular mask, and then they have another mask that's just on their nose with two strings going to their ears, just like a regular mask.
Right.
But it's a tiny little nose mask.
And just the thing that I popped into my mind, maybe this is just me right away, was like, it's sort of like wearing a condom improperly.
Yes, it is.
You know, I mean, is it really protecting anything?
It's what it looks like.
And it looks ridiculous.
It does look ridiculous. Were you embarrassed wearing a mask early on last year?
You know, not so much.
Not as much.
I like hiding from the world anyway. So
yeah,
maybe
true.
It was just, yeah.
It's true.
You know.
Would you wear this?
No.
Oh, I would totally.
Just would
to be
you?
Funny.
Yes,
of course.
Ridiculous looking.
I'd go to a restaurant where everybody would see me.
Like 10 years from now when no one's wearing masks anymore. You should do it.
It's just a nose mask.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
No. Maybe. I don't know. No one's really come out and said, wow, this is an amazing invention.
Right,
thank
exactly.
you for creating
hey,
it, sir.
Always needed that. Nose mask.
Didn't.
It looks like a clown nose.
Yeah.
Why not just do a clown nose?
And
then there's this guy, and we're going to talk about your invention ideas. Maybe you've have an invention that you've come up with? That's pretty great.
Let us know.
Maybe you have what you consider the ultimate invention, but you've never taken any steps to sort of make it happen.
Why hasn't someone invented this? Maybe you have some ideas, something we could come up with.
So we'll take those calls at 818-955-KLOS. This guy, his last name is, his name is Ryder.
Oh, man. You know, you don't trust anyone.
And, right? Name Ryder. He has a YouTube channel called Ryder Calm Down.
Ryder, calm down.
Right, yes.
That's great.
And this is from one of his videos where he's explaining to you why he made a computer AI that could recognize dogs outside of his house.
Recognizes dogs outside of his house.
Listen to this.
Okay.
I read online that looking at photos of dogs and cats will increase the amount of serotonin and dopamine in your brain. My dopamine is pretty low. Could I fix it through proper diet and exercise? No, it's not possible.
No, it
but
isn't.
I can look out the window and I can see a cute dog, and apparently it will have the same effect. I don't have time to stand at my window all day and leer through the blinds like a white, retired suburban couple. So today we are building a machine that looks out the window and notifies me if any dogs are walking past.
Okay,
so I can go to the window and I can
look
at them.
All right, hold up.
Feel better.
Okay. Whoa. What?
So looking at dogs is good for your mood.
I buy that.
Which is why a lot of people follow like pets online and stuff.
Oh, anytime we're in the car, we see a dog. Oh, look, that puppy.
Yes.
Especially if they're looking out the car window. And then you try to make them see you because it makes you happy.
Nope.
Hi, puppy.
No one does that. You're trying to make them see you.
Yeah. Hey, dog!
You're saying goodbye?
Bye, puppy.
But do you think the puppy knows that you're saying goodbye?
Okay. Not at all.
All right.
Why are you bothering me?
So this guy decided that he needed to figure out a way to see dogs as they walk in front of his house, but he doesn't want to stay at the window all day.
He says he's so busy. And this guy's last name is Ryder, so you're maybe related to this guy.
It's possible. Yes, but he built an AI machine to help him with this. Listen.
I wrote some custom code to kind of connect everything together, and then I turned it on and went outside and tested it with my dog. As you can see, it clearly identifies me and the dog and a car across the street. The next thing to do was connect it to some sort of notification system so that when a dog does appear, I would know.
Well, now, I mean, if he... Can you set it... fix it so that it will recognize like a mass murderer that's walking down the street?
I don't think so. Huh? He, when you do AI, he has to
have an example.
Input everything.
Right.
So it can tell the difference between a car, a pole, a human, a dog, and a bunch of different dogs because he's written that in the code.
So here we have this incredible technology, and basically it's just to make him happy for a few seconds.
Yes.
Humans, we rule.
Yes. Continue.
And I have this megaphone, and I figured I could just use some text-to-speech, but it turned out to be really creepy.
Yeah.
Attention, there is a dog outside. There is a person outside. I am looking for Sarah Connor.
Attention.
Attention.
There is a dog outside. That's a long way to go for mood enhancement.
Yeah. I mean, I would think
they have medications for that, too.
And there's always edibles. I don't know.
Right?
But it seems like the creepiness of that announcement would offset your dopamine or whatever that was.
So now he's worried about what happens when he's not home.
This guy's got a lot of time.
So he's figured out a way to turn around the bullhorn to the outside.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Attention, there is a dog outside. Attention.
There is a dog outside.
And this is going outside to people walking by now.
No, not yet.
Oh,
not
yet.
Now it is.
Now, when I'm not here, I figured we can use the same technology to tell people that they have a cool-looking dog, even though we can't really tell. So I turned the megaphone around and opened up the window.
I like your dog. I like your dog.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay, that's the ultimate creep. You know, you're like walking by with your chihuahua.
And then there were like three different people that were walking by. And when you hear a bullhorn, that's very...
As you well know.
That's very disconcerting, yes. And they would jump.
Of course.
I like your dog. And they would jump and like try to figure out what was happening.
That's 2021.
Right there.
Anytime you hear something like that, you're like, uh-oh, here we go. It's going down.
It's admirable in that I wouldn't be able to make that. And he did. That's admirable.
And it's impressive as hell, actually.
Having said that, you're creeping people out,
yeah.
Dude.
But didn't it say that he's recognized certain kinds of dogs,
yes,
even? That's
yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. As long as he inputs it, the AI can sort of take over and make it work.
It doesn't seem like he could be helping humans.
I would think so.
Amusing himself,
I don't
basically.
Think this is probably his ultimate in life.
Right.
I think maybe this may be a time waster. I'm
sure.
Not positive.
Yeah.
But him getting better at making AI is
I love it.
Gotta help.
Yeah,
you.
It's really weird.
Right.
Very
yes.
Weird.
Yes.
Yeah, that's well done.
I like your dog. All right, so call if you have, you have inventions. Maybe you came up with them. Maybe no one's done anything yet. And like Sluggo said, why haven't they?
Yeah. And if it involves a bullhorn, we really want to hear about
yes,
it.
Yes, I do love bullhorns.
Yes,
that's true.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we're talking about inventions that you came up with or you're surprised nobody else has. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I've got a great invention.
All right. What is it?
It's a stupid phone.
A stupid phone?
What is that?
Yeah, if you don't know how to use it, it hangs up on you.
It's not a smartphone, it's a stupid phone. I got it.
Hello?
You know, engineer Rick Rippey. No, that's a pretty good idea. Over at the other station had an idea years ago called, instead of a caller ID, caller IQ. So you can see someone's IQ when they call in.
I'd
be
never get through.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
That's wonderful.
Hello.
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 Yes, I'm here.
Kevin.
Yes, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, love your show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you want to hear my idea for a product?
Yes, please.
I never acted on it, but I call it Stone Guard.
Stone Guard.
Yeah, now don't judge me, okay?
Can't promise that, but go ahead.
Okay, you know when two guys plan to do a girl at the same time?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I get
so
it now.
This is a high-impact, medical-grade, aerospace plastic... wearable unit.
Right.
And you place it between your... You place
no,
it between
yeah, I,
your
I know,
stone,
yeah. I know, yeah. I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
We all get it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. I need 10 of those immediately.
Wow, that sounded expensive. KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, thank you. You have an invention?
I do. I've invented the world's first THC cannabis alcohol-free champagne.
THC cannabis alcohol-free champagne.
So it's bubbly.
Correct.
So and it tastes like champagne, but it just gets you stoned instead.
Instead, we remove all the alcohol, takes out all the complex carbohydrates, all the calories, all the sugar, alcohol. Beautiful Rushy River wine. Ferments to perfection. We spin all the alcohol out of it, and we add nano-infusion cannabis.
Woo! What's the name of it?
You know this isn't Shark Tank, right?
No.
What's it called?
It's called Ricket Jolie Fleur. It's available at cannabis dispensaries all over California.
Well, there you go. Thank you for that. Hello, KLOS. What's your invention?
Hey, guys. I got this great thing. I don't know why they haven't even invented it yet. It's like, let's say that you're like shopping or something, and you want to talk to somebody, and then you like have a little change. You can put it in like some box, and then you can communicate with someone somewhere else. Like 25 cents, you can just communicate with someone anywhere else.
You will be punished for this telephone call. Hello, KLOS. What is your invention?
Well, I invented something called the Skirt My Pump. I have an insulin pump, and I could never wear skirts or dresses very easily, so I created a slip. It's like an undergarmet that women put their slip or the pump in. And
no kidding. Wow.
Wow, that's really good. Have you patented it?
I have patented it. It's manufactured in downtown Los Angeles, and some of my friends who are in wardrobe in Hollywood use it on set for microphone packs as well.
Oh, nice. That's amazing.
You are a genius.
Yeah.
Thank you. What a great song to play, saying the best of you and asking people what they've invented. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was playing the whole time.
Yeah, totally playing.
Good segue, yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks for
it.
Calling in. 818-955-KLOS if you have an invention. Share it!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We have 1 second of nonstop rock worth $1,000 coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Very, very, very soon. And it's going to be a grand this
time. First, we're talking about inventions. KLOS, who's this?
This is Hot Rod Jimmy.
Hey, Hot Rod.
If you have a really great invention, keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't talk about it on the radio. Except KLOS, of course.
My dad, when I was about 3 years old, he got a little thing out of the back of a Mechanics Illustrated magazine that was a vacuum forming machine. And I was fascinated watching him do all this stuff with it. So he told somebody about it. And next thing you know, we hear about a year later, I see it on TV right before Christmas. The guy sold it to Mattel, and the guy made $50,000 royalty, which our house was $15,000 at the time.
Sure. Wow, your dad's a loser.
You know what? My mom was a seamstress, and she invented a zipper and had a patent on it.
Wow, you guys.
So your mom rules, and your dad drools.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling in. Hey, it's KLOS. What's your invention?
Actually, I've invented a water bottle rocket back in the day.
A water bottle rocket?
Yeah, so what you do, you take an old Dr. Pepper 20-ounce bottle, you take a gardening hose, you cut off the threaded tip, you drain all the water out of the hose, you shove it into one end, you put in a construction cone, and you let it rip, and it shoots about 30 to 50 feet in the air.
Ooh, I like 30 to 50 feet.
All right.
That's cool. Did it ever land on anyone's head?
No, but broke a couple windows.
Oh, yay, good. Get rid of them windows. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
All right, so I invented this thing to help you slam beers faster, right?
It was nice.
So what I did, I took a koozie, and I took the front of a caulking tube, I shaved it down, and I made a big big hole in it, and I put a metal pipe in it that was sharp, like, you know, so you could put your beer in it, crack your beer, and then you just push on the thing, and your finger's over the end, and when you let go of it, bam, you shotgun your beer.
All right, listen, be honest. Have you ever used your wiener in it?
Hey, you know.
You know, that was the first thing I thought, too. What is wrong with us? Thanks for calling. What are you
I just
about?
Love the last
oh, yeah.
45 seconds of that song.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. Coming up in about 9 minutes, we're going to start our All Request Fest.
And it is an 80s All Request Fest because it's an 80s weekend here on KLOS. So
just before we do that, we'd like to give away $1,000.
Please take our money.
And that is what we're doing right now. We're going to have to clear the lines from people who are calling for inventions. Thank you, inventions. Yeah. That could have gone a long time. Now we're going to open the lines for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. It's worth $1,000.
Yeah, all you got to do is take a listen to this. Tell us the name of the song and who it is that performed it. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, and you're dropping a grand in your bank or whatever you want to do with it. I don't care.
You
wipe
can
your
blow
butt
it.
With it. Yeah. So here you go. Take a listen to it and then give us a call. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. Tis the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy, and now it's time for...
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
KLOS, who's this?
It's Tom.
Hey, Tom, you're caller 13.
All right.
Nicely done.
Good on me.
So you get to guess, and it's worth $1,000 if you get it right.
I'll give it my best shot.
All right. I'll prick up your ears and take a listen. Tell us the name of the song and who it is, and boom, grand for you. You ready?
You got it.
All right. Here you go.
What is that?
How about I Can't Drive 55, Sammy Hagar?
Now we need to play that because it's an 80s weekend.
Yes.
And it's all request fest. Would you request it if... I'm sorry, it's not the right song.
I was wondering when you were going to get to that.
Yeah,
that is
important.
Well, then we'll just consider it a request.
Okay,
I guess.
Good.
All right. We'll start off our precious little show with that. Just a matter of moments.
Fair enough.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, and have a good weekend.
All right.
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye now.
All right, so now $1,500 between 5 and 6. Your next chance to win on KLOS with that little piece of music.
Good luck.
Very insightful of him. Right, my name is Ted, and one day I'll be dead.
I got to be honest, that song was for me.
Oh, you requested that song.
That is really a garbage song, but I love it.
And it's 80s, so it fits our little weekend.
Ted gets so dirty.
Ted is so dirty. 818-955-KLOS. It's the All Request Fest. What do you want to hear, huh? Hey, what do you want to hear? It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
The 80s edition.
Hello.
Hi.
What's so funny?
What song do you want to hear?
We're going to request a Cheap Trick song that never gets played. It's called...
Gonna Raise Hell.
Gonna Raise Hell, Gonna Raise Hell. I think that's from the 70s, though, but that's a damn good song. Yeah, I love it. And it's like 20 minutes long. It's awesome. But yeah, maybe we'll get that on. Maybe we'll cheat and throw it on for you. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Okay. It's the KLOS All Request Fest.
It's 80s rock, right?
Yep.
Cinderella, Nobody's Fool.
Ah, taking it down a notch. Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
No, that's all right.
I'm Louie.
Louie. Right on.
Yeah.
Don't be offended, Louie.
Tonight in concert, Cinderella.
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 Up close and personal.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I want to give away $1,500. We should do that pretty soon with our little game, right?
We will, but don't tell people that because then they'll start calling for it immediately.
Don't do that.
We are taking requests. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Can I request a song?
Yes, please.
Can I hear the Bochels, Only the Lonely?
Hey, that's a nice one. I like that. We'll see if we can do that for you.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Can you guys play 88 Lines by 44 Women?
The Nails.
Wow.
I know.
We'll see if we can dig that out for you. If it's lying around in here, yeah, it's very 80s. That's perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Is this KLOS?
Yep.
Am I caller, whatever I need to be?
No. No, we're going to do that very soon.
We're not doing that right now.
And it's $1,500, 1 second of Dodge Stop.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. What was that stupid song that went, Eeb Zeeba, Eeb Zeeba, Eeb Zeeba?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Eeba, Eeba, Abba, Abba. I do know what you're talking about, but I'm terrible at that. I don't know what that is. That's an 80s song, right?
No, I mean, he recognizes the lyrics, but he can't come up with the title.
No, I can never do that. It's like a flaw in my whatever.
No, Sluggo, don't fail me.
Well, you know what? Let's throw it open. What is that song? You want to request it, right?
What the hell is it? Yes, please.
And what's your name?
My name's Michelle.
Now, don't let Michelle down. Call us and tell us what that is. 818-955-KLOS. And if anyone comes through, we'll get it on for you.
Thank you, Slug.
Right on. Take care.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, today's Steven Tyler's birthday. Isn't it?
I don't keep track of his birthday.
I sent him a whole bunch of flowers last year. That's I didn't hear from him, so I'm not sure. Happy birthday.
That's very sweet.
Or belated birthday. So.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, and it's our All 80s All Request Fest. Hello.
Yeah, I have an 80s request.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
How about YNT, Summertime Girls?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Very cool. Yeah, we'll see if we can do that for you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes. Hi.
Can you play Rock Me Amadeus by Falco?
Not positive we have it, but we might.
That might happen, actually.
It might happen, yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Mark from HB.
Mark, thanks for the obscene request. We'll see if we can do that for you, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you have a request?
I do. And I also heard the Eeba Zeeba.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle called a few minutes ago and asked what that song was.
I couldn't think of it. What is that?
I know that the Vandals.
The Vandals, yes. Yeah, that's what it's Vandals and it's Lady Killer. Lady Killer, that's it.
Lady Killer, yeah. Yes, my son loves that song. My 5-year-old autistic son.
Your 5-year-old loves Lady Killer.
Love that.
That's awesome. All right, I'm going to dig around, see if we can get it on here. Maybe I'll have to play it off YouTube or something right onto the air. But thanks.
I also had another request.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poison by Alice Cooper.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is Alice Cooper and Poison. And this is a bit of a curveball.
Yeah, I like a good curveball, especially on the All Request Fest.
But Cheryl said, while we're on the topic of Poison, how about Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe?
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 Southern California's rock station. This is KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We got kind of on a little tangent there.
There's a threefer, you call it. A threefer of Poison.
We played Alice Cooper, Poison, and then we played Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe, and then we played Poison the Band.
So I think we were obsessed with Poison in the 80s for some reason. That's correct. That is, yeah.
All right, we need to clear all the lines of requests because now we're going to do the game.
Yeah, we're going to do $1,500 up for grabs if you can tell us what this song is and who it's by. Be caller 13 if you know. 818-955-KLOS. Give it a good listen. And now tell us what it is. 818-955-KLOS. It's the 1 second of nonstop rock
game.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock game.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Michelle, you're caller 13.
All right, we're going to play the little snippet, the little bit of song at you again. And if you can tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, $1,500.
All right.
All right, here you go.
Give it a good listen.
What is that?
I'll Stick Around, the Foo Fighters.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
What?
Very sorry,
Michelle. Sorry.
Very sorry. Honestly, we did pick that clip because it sounds like 50 yeah. other songs. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but have yourself a good weekend anyway. All right, Michelle?
Thank you.
All right,
thank
you. Take care. You. Now, we got to remember then that it's $2,000 on Monday.
How about that? Between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
All right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are doing Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest, and it's also an all 80s weekend.
Yeah.
So you request a song, but it has to be from the 80s.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? Can you play How Soon Is Now by The Smiths?
Well, we'll see if we have it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for calling. Right. KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
Hello, this is Yuri. You play some Rainbow in the Dark by Dio.
Nice one. Yeah, I'll see if I can do that for you, man.
Haven't heard Dio in a long time, so it'll be great.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Hello. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Mas Tequila. That's a great idea. Who are you?
Thank you. I am Kathy.
Kathy, drink, 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 drink. I guess that might have been a cheat.
That was
not exactly from the 80s.
That's not anywhere near the 80s.
Hey, not too much tequila, man. I remember.
This is from 1999.
Yeah, well, you know, it's right in there, man.
Hey, hold on. It's the All Request Fest, and it's run professionally by professionals. And do you have something for us?
Hey, hello. Hey, this is Jet Auto Jerry from Huntington Beach, and I got a song.
Yes, please. What would you like to hear?
It's a flash from the past. Drama-rama. Anything, anything.
I can smoke that.
Look
yeah.
at that. All right. That's a good request. Thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Jet Auto Jerry from Huntington Beach.
You just said that. Why am I asking you again? What is wrong with me?
You don't listen.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank cool. You. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in an all 80s request fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have to say, you know what? I really loved Kevin and Bean's show, and I think you two are great together.
Thank you.
That's very kind.
Appreciate
thank you.
That.
Anyway, my request is Bad English, When I See You Smile.
We'll see if we can make that happen. Who are you?
Tracy.
Tracy, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Have right. a good one, you guys.
Bye, too. Bye-bye.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, are you still doing the 80s song?
We are. It's an all-80s weekend, and it's an all-80s request fest.
Okay. About the Tubes. She's a beauty.
Oh, I love that song.
I do, too.
Remember the video for that?
Yep.
You can look, but you can't touch. Where are you calling from, man?
I'm in Calabasas. I used to work security back in the day, and I worked for those guys when they played together with them.
Oh, you worked for the Tubes? You worked for Fee and Co?
Yes, and Fee was... He put away the booze like there's no tomorrow, man.
He's a white punk on dope.
Let me tell you, and I don't know how he functions. I don't know how he's so functioned.
Well, thank you for your very 80s request, and here it is on this KLOS thing.
All right, thanks.
Right thank on. You. Take care.
Bye. Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Wanted to remind you that Marcy's March Madness is still going on.
Yeah, and I think you really kind of have to vote for Aerosmith today, even though it's Aerosmith v...
Queen.
Ah, Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's Steven Tyler's birthday. That's just cruel to not vote for him, right?
But then tomorrow, if you want to vote for Queen, you can.
Ah, well, there you go. Yeah. So, you know, offset your own vote. What the hell? Why not?
It's an all-80s, all-request fest here at Kevin and Sluggo. KLOS, hello.
Hello. How you doing, Kevin?
I am doing well. How are you?
Pretty good, buddy.
What could we... are you have a request for us?
I was going to tell you, I'm never going to be caller 13. But
nope.
I believe it's
nope.
Well, good luck on Monday, though. Call us then.
Stop making that noise. It's hurting my ears.
Good.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Happy Friday.
To you as well.
Since we're doing 80s instead of 70s, I guess Walter Murphy is out.
How do you always
get
through?
Yeah, you always get through. That's very impressive, man.
We need to stop that.
Oh, thanks,
we need to shut that down.
No way, man. We're going to play Walter Murphy every single weekend from now on.
I've got an 80s request.
Oh, okay. What do you want to hear?
how about Princess of the Universe by Queen, since there can be only one?
Flash! What about Flash?
Let's do that. That's perfect.
Flash! You got it, man. Thanks
right,
for calling.
Take care.
Right on. Take care.
Thank you, bud.
Walter Murphy next weekend for sure on KLOS, right, Kevin?
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It's the All Request Fest, the 80s edition, because it's a pour some 80s on me weekend. We just got a request for that a few minutes ago. I don't know. Did you hear her child in the background?
I did.
Yeah. Well, I think he wanted to hear the song. It's like, oh, hey.
So that's why you played it?
Yeah.
How nice are you?
You know. If you're three, you want to hear some AC/DC, you should be able to do that.
Let's take a call. KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you. It's our All 80s All Request Fest. You got a song you want to hear?
Yes, I do. Please, Ozzy, Diary of a Madman.
Oh, gooder. That's a gooder. Who are you?
I'm hurt forever. Scott.
All right, Scott. I think we can maybe make that the last thing we play today. The very last thing we ever play.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Right on, man. Have a great weekend, dude.
You too, man. Later.
I don't want to scare you, Sluggo, but I just came walking in, and there's a ladder in the hallway.
I think I saw that. I saw Greg walking by with like a proper big tall ladder, right? What the hell is he doing?
Why is he bringing a ladder to work?
Have you seen his like social media, man?
He's
like lying all over the board here. I've stopped licking the board because he is always lying.
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, I'm concerned about touching the board now. Greg is the next.
You don't see a ladder often.
No, not often. Yeah, you don't see people.
We do a podcast that I would like you to check out, if you would be so kind.
That is Great News.
With Kevin and Mike.
And you can find it on YouTube, correct?
That is correct,
nice.
Yes.
Right on. I got to get out of here, man. It's the weekend! Woohoo! Yes! All right! I'll see you on Monday. That little contest of ours is going to be worth $2,000.
Correct, between 3 and 4.
Yeah, all right. I'm off to pet the kitty.
Peace out.